from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of State travels to Russia, saying he hoped they will be able to find some common ground. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry sat down for talks with his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov on Tuesday.
Is that even when there have been differences between us, we have been able to work effectively on specific issues.
The trip, which is Secretary Kerry's second to Russia this year, will cover the crisis in Syria, the unrest in Ukraine, and of course, Islamic State.
These are the worst of terrorists. They attack culture and history and all decency, and they leave no choice but for civilized nations to stand together and to fight and push back and destroy them.
Speaking through a translator, Mr. Lavrov said he wanted to continue the dialogue initiated by Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Barack Obama on how the U.S. could assist in the Ukrainian settlement. Speaking at U.S. Defense Headquarters at the Pentagon yesterday, Mr. Obama said he remains confident the U.S.-led coalition will prevail in its battle against ISIS, insisting it is that ISIS is losing ground and leaders.
Every day, we destroy as well more of ISIL's forces. Their fighting positions, bunkers and staging areas, their heavy weapons, bomb-making factories, compounds, and training camps. In many places, ISIL's lost its freedom of maneuver because they know if they mask their forces, we will wipe them out. In fact, since this summer, ISIL has not had a single successful major offensive operation on the ground in either Syria or Iraq.
This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Council says it will hold a special session on violence in Burundi later this week. The session set for Thursday was called at the request of the United States and supported by 17 members of the Human Rights Council and 25 observer states. Only one African state, Ghana, supported the measure. Meanwhile, Burundi has accused Rwanda of supporting rebel recruitment of Burundian refugees, prompting an expression of concern from U.S. Great Lakes envoy Thomas Perello, who calls such camps sacrosanct.
That any form of recruitment in those camps is an absolute violation of international laws and norms, and that anything that's being done right now to escalate violence instead of de-escalate and push people to the peace table will have consequences.
This special session will be the first for the group since April. Ahead of a new round of Afghan peace talks, Pakistan is reporting progress in pacifying the Taliban strongholds that have been at the center of long-running tensions with Kabul. Ayaz Ghul reports from Islamabad for VOA.
Pakistan Army spokesman Lieutenant General Asim Bajwa says that its Zarb-e-Azm anti-terrorism operation launched 18 months ago has helped secure the volatile semi-autonomous North Waziristan border region and east concerns of neighboring Afghanistan. He said that the ongoing ground and air offensive has killed some 3,400 militants. Bajwa told VOA that except for a couple of pockets, the entire Waziristan district has been cleared of insurgents.
We just completed clearing Shabal Valley also. We are sitting on the mountain tops overlooking Shabal already.
The army's claims of progress are difficult to verify because journalists have long been barred from the area. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Afghan authorities allege that a large number of local and foreign militants fleeing the Pakistani onslaught have crossed into Afghanistan and joined hands with the Taliban and other extremist groups to intensify insurgent violence on their side of the border. A ceasefire in Yemen aimed at halting more than a year of fighting between Iran-backed Shiite rebels and an Arab coalition was set to take hold early Tuesday as UN-brokered peace talks open in Switzerland. The degree of commitment to the seven-day truce remained unclear late Monday, with no word whether the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels will honor the deal. World oil prices tumbled again Monday, dropping to about $36 a barrel, a level not seen since late 2008 when the global recession was deepening. As to how far the price may still fall, Carl Larry is an energy analyst.
I think the way that things are moving right now with the oil supply the way it is, with the dollar rallying, I think that we could see oil down to $32 or $30 at this pace.
This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.